You had a question?
About forgiving, we all agree for sure that you have to forgive by ourselves. But what if you know someone that has been hurt a lot by people and he's not able to forgive? And I truly believe that not because he doesn't want, but he's not capable to forgive. And how can you do? By telling forgive, forgive, okay.
Telling is not going to help.
Pray, if you pray for him, will that work? What can you do?
Well, first you do want to pray for that person. You all have heard the question?
Yeah.
You have to pray for the person. And you have to do as much as you can in the Mahore Akleim, in the backstage, by praying and doing mitzvot for that person. And you still have to talk to that person. But in most cases, if the situation is so bad and you come to that person and you say, forgive, forgive, they're not going to listen. The only way a person will forgive another person is if he humbles himself. Because the only reason why a person will not forgive another person is because the pride does not let him forgive. So our main obstacle in everything in our life is our ego. So you can say ego is a more modern word. You can say geava, pride. If a person is pride and the pride was hurt, he will never forgive. And if the person humbles himself to a level that he says, I'm nothing, the master of the universe is everything. And the same how we read is a story in Tanakh that the certain individual, his name was Shim'i ben Gera, he came to David HaMelech, to King David, and he cursed him. There's a whole story. And then the general, his name was Yoav, he told this person, we have to kill him because he cursed the king. The din, the judgment here is death. And David HaMelech says, King David says, no, don't do anything. Hashem amar lo kalel. God told him to curse. So David HaMelech was in such a high level that he said, no, he didn't curse. God sent him to curse. Therefore, who am I to even argue with what's going on here? That's a very high level of humbleness. That's the only way to forgive somebody, is by diminishing my level. Now, if you can somehow bring that person to understand that, he will find a way to forgive the person. But other than that, the person, if the damage is so severe, then the person will never forgive him. And the avodah, a lot of people come and ask me a question and they tell me this terrible thing happened to me in my life and I will never forgive that person. I'm not going to give examples. You use your own imagination. And they tell me, I cannot forgive that person ever again. That person did something, he ruined my life. Some people come to the terms to understand how can I really forgive that person? Because as long as I don't forgive somebody, I'm holding the charge in me. So people get sick in our generation with severe sicknesses because they're not willing to let go. Now, if I'm angry at an individual that did something to me 40 years ago, I'm basically taking anger and I'm holding it in me, which anger is negative, and it's like a bubble, and it will bubble in me, this anger. So who am I really hurting? Only me. I'm not hurting that person by being angry at him. So if I'm holding the anger in me, I'm saying anger, but it can be frustration or hate or whatever. But somebody did to me 40 years ago something and I'm not willing to let go, the only one that I'm punishing is myself. So by me letting go and forgiving that person, I'm actually doing myself a favor. Don't worry about what's going to happen to that person. I have a student that somebody did something terrible to her son. She's holding such grudge to that person. She got sick, strokes, diseases. I told her, you're punishing yourself. Let it go. God sent it. That's the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So did he listen to you?
It's a process. You can't let go of something so easy. But the method one needs to work on, you have to let it go. As soon as you let go this frustration, this anger, this hate, the only one you're doing a favor is to yourself. Because if I'm holding anything negative in me, then I'm the one who's suffering here. I have to let go. I'm punishing him by punishing myself. There's no common sense here. So that's why anger is the worst character trait First of all, anger is a tolada, is birthed out of pride. Pride is the worst character trait. If my pride was hurt, then right away it will birth two character traits. We talked about it a couple classes ago, that the worst starts, the highest is geva, pride, which is the opposite of being humble. But if a person is very proud, then that will birth anger and sadness. These are the two things that it will birth. So if I have anger towards somebody because he did something to me, I'm holding the negative charge. So it's me holding the radioactive waste. So what's the common sense here? Let it go. So to get to that point is not so easy. To get to the point that I'm willing to look at a person that deliberately did something bad to me, and I'm still willing to let it go and forgive, that's a very high level. But I'm only doing myself a favor. I will... And some people hold this for 50 years. 50 years, they don't talk to their brother because he said something. This anger. And the only one they're punishing is themselves. So I'm not saying it can be happened overnight. It's literally like a therapy. It has to be slowly, slowly practiced, because a person, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, that was raped, how can you find in your heart to forgive that person? You have to find in your heart, not to forgive, but first of all to release. Forgive is because that person is a shliach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent. Nothing moves in this world without the permission of the master of the universe. The worst things ever. Hitler, Yimach Shemo, was a shliach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving the approval. So we have to find in ourselves the place to release this anger, because A, it's not good for me. B, if I'm not going to release it, I'm carrying it with me for the rest of my life. I'm punishing myself. I'm making my life miserable. People are miserable because they're not willing to let go. And this is the difference between adults and kids. Kids, they don't look at this in the same way. Kids prefer to be happy than to be right. That's why you see two kids, they'll fight. 5 minutes later, they're best friends. Because they don't want to deal with... being right. The kid says, who cares about me? Let's be happy. Adults, they'll fight for 50 years just to be right. They don't care if they're happy or not. People are miserable in this world. Miserable. Because they're not willing to let go. So that person is a fool because he's punishing himself. Doesn't matter right now if you're right or not. In 90% of the cases, you are right. But that doesn't help you if you're right. You have to be smart. So that individual person and any other individual person, it's not an overnight thing that you tell the person, oh, forgive. Okay, yeah, I forgive. It doesn't work like that. But you, seeing it as a third party, that's what you want to work on in, like a therapist, to bring to the point that the person will understand that it's good for him to release, to forgive. And that can only be done, not face to face, because the person will never forgive, rather coming from the back entrance by making that person humble himself. And the more the person is humble in his eyes, the more he's willing to release and to forgive, because he says, okay, I'm nothing.
How we can forgive someone that killed 6 million?
We don't have to forgive him. We don't have to forgive him, we have to hate him. But we don't have to hold hate in us. You don't have to forgive him. But some people, I can't blame them, but some people, for 60 years, you know, they ruined their life, they're Holocaust survivors, they're still carrying this hate, which I don't, chas v'shalom, don't judge them, and definitely don't, there's no complaints. But theoretically, I'm saying, if that person, and I know a lot of these persons, in my family, my whole family is the Holocaust survivors, some of them let go, they still have the scar, but they let go. So they were able to move with their life and have a happy life. And the ones who are not willing to let go, then the scar is still there. But they have a very hard life. And I'm not blaming anyone, but if that person would release... So we're talking here about the Holocaust. I'm talking about even something even... You know, unfortunately in our generation, you know how many people get raped and molested and all these horrible things? You know, it's unfortunate to say it, but then people try to, like, not to even, oh, don't even say that word. That's the reality. The reality, that's a very sad reality. And because it's not approached or brought up and talked in the open, then everything is brushed under the table. And if it would be dealt the right way, many years ago, probably 50% of the situation would be able to be prevented. But the reality is that I deal with a lot of people that they come 20, 30 years later and they say, yes, somebody did something to me 20 years ago. How do I let go? How can I release it? So I'm not saying you have to forgive that person, but release it. Let it go. Don't hold it in you. Don't worry about what's going to happen to that person. People have this, oh, if I'm going to hate that person, or if I'm going to my entire life pray for his destruction or whatever, don't worry. In the Shamayim, there's a judge in Shamayim. He's going to give anyone what he needs to get. But if Chas v'Shalom something bad came my way, that's the will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And the test here is to see if I'm willing to forgive. And when I'm willing to forgive, it's not necessarily that individual, it's to just release. And a lot of people have anger to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to the person who did something to them. How could Hashem do this to me? That's a lot of the argument that I get. It's not that I'm upset at the person. How could Hashem do it to me? So the problem is, the way here is to forgive, even if you're upset at Hashem. Forgive Hashem, so to say. I mean, we're not in a position that I have to forgive Hashem. I have to beg for His forgiveness. And if something bad happened to me, it means that I cooked it in some type of a way. Oh, that's the Hashgacha Pratit. But the point is to release. And when you release, then you don't hold grudge, you don't hold anger, you don't looking for reasons. Sometimes people have bad things happen to them. All their life, they're looking for a reason. Why it happened? What is this? Maybe I said this. Maybe I said that. Maybe they become OCD on why it happened. Just let it go. So it's the hardest thing to do. Sometimes bad things happen to you. Your neighbor sues you, takes you to court, drives you insane. Just like sometimes it's better to your health. Just let go. Just release it. Just let go. Now to do it, it's not easy, but that's the right way. Now, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not saying you have to now love a bad person that did something bad. Just ignore it. It's almost like a bully. You're walking in the street and the bully is cursing you. You can either turn around and curse back, which is you're bringing yourself to his level. You can either fight or whatever, you're bringing yourself to his level. Or you can totally get offended. He called me a bad name. Or you can just say, I'm ignoring. I'm just going to continue walking. So for 5 minutes, maybe I'll hear the curse or whatever it is that's insulting, and then I move on, and then I'm back to my routine. So the point in this world is constantly to release. And if you constantly focus in your tshuva, what I said before about love, that it's coming from love, it's easy to forgive. And if you're concentrating on the opposite of love, which is hate, then how can you forgive somebody when you hate it? So the point is that the real tshuva is to find in me the ability to let go. And not to worry about what's going to happen to that person who did something bad to me. Don't worry. They say, yesh din v'yesh dayan. There's a judgment and there's a judge. Don't worry. Don't pray. The Mishnah says, don't pray for the destruction of your enemy. Don't pray for anything bad. Don't worry. Hashem sees everything. So it's not easy, but one needs to follow the path of just releasing. Trust me, you'll have a much better life.